Bringing Water for Life to Brazil. An article of the Daimler blog, written by Valmirete da Silva Oliveira. A lot of rain in a short period of the year. This is the reality of the Brazilian steppe. For many people living here, agriculture is the main source of income. However, the lack of water is the main challenge. The Daimler Group and Caritas Water for Life Corporation opens up new perspectives. In my example, becoming a proud producer of fruit pulp. Bom dia! I'm Valmirete da Silva Oliveira, a rural worker from Povoado Massaranduba in the northeastern part of Brazil. I live in the so-called drought polygon of my country. It covers an area of about 1.1 million square kilometers and has over 28 million inhabitants. Here, drought periods can last for years and severely threaten the water supply. This is where the Water for Life project developed by German and Brazilian Caritas in partnership with Daimler Group comes in. With the project, 120 families of our community experience the principles of agroecology. Thus, they learn how to coexist with the tough living conditions in the steppe. Furthermore, through internship programs in the communities, the project benefits young students from the agriculture family schools in the region. The community's new water reserves are another result of the project. Almost every family was given a cistern of 16,000 liters for consumption. This opens up new opportunities and possibilities. In order to become more financially independent and, in turn, to empower ourselves, we founded a women's association. Being integrated in our municipality, it was inspired by activities on an International Women's Day. It includes women who work in family agriculture. Currently, we have 26 members. Before, many women, including myself, had low self-esteem. Today, we are generating our own income. There are two groups within our association. One group that grows spices and one group producing fruit pulp. With Water for Life, we learned how to do these jobs. As there was a lot of fruit waste in the community, people simply sorted out, I personally joined the fruit pulp group. Through the project, people from an agricultural school taught us important things about planting fruits, storing water, elaborating the entities, diagnosis, and also strategies to improve the production. The exchanges, the experiences, the people, the past difficulties, all that has been a huge learning for me. Currently, I am producing pulp with 7 other women from my community. When the fruits arrive, the first thing we do is selecting and removing the damaged or unripe ones. Then, after we have washed and sterilized those, fruits are ready to go through the pulper machine. After being crushed, the fruits are packed and put in the freezer, which serves both for storage and to keep them durable. Every woman participates in every step, but each identifies herself with one or another function. I prefer the sealing stage. I can seal up 1,000 kilos of pulp on one morning. We offer the pulp at snack bars, sell it at outdoor fairs, and we are now arranging a point of sale for family agriculture. However, the commercialization dropped significantly after the government requisites were enforced. And because our group belongs to the family agriculture, we still do not have a certification. Our association gets great support from our whole community. One example, every June we celebrate St. John's Festival. In my community we have some traditions on this day. People dance, play soccer, there are prayers in the houses. And we eat karurus, that is a typical food here. Thus, families help each other with the problem they have. We call that mutirau, that means joint task force. When our association needed a place for our production, everyone built it all together. In the beginning, people donated fruits for pulp production, as we had no money to purchase them. So women who had acerola, passion fruit, kaya, mango, guava and other fruits handed them over to us after the harvest. Today we no longer receive such donations. Instead we buy them from the women and from the producers in the region in order to contribute to the local economy. With the installation of the cisterns, families have the possibility to grow a small number of plants. Harvesting 1 or 2 boxes of fruits and selling them to our pulp production contributes to the income significantly. This way, Water for Life not only supports mid-sized associations such as ours, but whole communities. Water for Life is a very good thing, and I've learned a lot. It is a project that understands my language and gives me the opportunity to express myself. I want to put the things I learned into practice for the welfare of the community as soon as possible. Seeing the project working out is what motivates me to continue in this journey. The article was read by Priya, narrator at Narando.